Both of Alaska's U.S. senators said over the weekend they won't support Republican Donald Trump for president, not after seeing him brag on a 2005 videotape that being a star meant he was free to grab women by the private parts. Representative Charisse Millett, an Anchorage Republican and the state House Majority Leader, also announced on Sunday she's no longer supporting Trump. But as of today, the Republican Party in Alaska was officially sticking with Trump. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, the party officers don't have much choice.
Republican State Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he sent out an email Sunday night reminding party officers they can't publicly support anyone but Trump for president. And he says speaking negatively about Trump is, in effect, supporting a rival.
Well, you can be neutral or supportive, but you can't be in opposition to a Republican candidate and stay on the Central Committee and be an officer of the party.
Babcock reminded party officers of that same rule when Fairbanks attorney Joe Miller entered the U.S. Senate race last month as a Libertarian. A few party officials did resign then to publicly support Miller over incumbent Republican Lisa Murkowski. Babcock says he doesn't know of anyone resigning their party office now so they can renounce Trump. He says the calls he's fielded and the comments on the party's Facebook page show something else.
The main thing that I heard was distress over whether or not expression of these opinions would cause Hillary Clinton to be more likely to be elected.
Murkowski announced Saturday she can't support Trump. She said the offensive comments he made in 2005 reveal his true character. She's not an officer of the party, and Babcock says she's free to speak her mind. But the Republican Party of Alaska reposted her statement, and the blowback has been fierce. At least, that's how it looks on Facebook. Dozens of people have called Murkowski out for turning against the party's nominee. The campaign coordinator for Trump Alaska 2016, Jerry Ward, wouldn't acknowledge any Republican distress by Trump's comments on the 2005 video.
Alaska absolutely is going to vote for Trump Pence. We're a Republican state, and our presidential candidate has said that he is going to develop our resources.
Despite three attempts to ask about the video, Ward wasn't budging.
What do you say to folks who were upset by the video and who think that person shouldn't be president?
People in Alaska are going to vote overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. They want to have a bright future. And there is...
For his part, Trump posted on Twitter that Republicans who abandon him are self-righteous hypocrites, and he says they'll lose their elections. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.